That's Musetta's Waltz from Giacomo Puccini's La Bohème, which plays at IU Opera Theater Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, the 16th and 17th. I'm George Walker, and our guests are Rebecca Fay, who will be the waltzing Musetta, and Jason Wixon, who will be the lover Rodolfo. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
No problem.
A wonderful opera, a great show in which we have young love, we have energy. It's, in fact, an opera that's actually inspired a rock musical.
Yes.
Rent.
Yeah.
Musetta's Waltz, the theme. Dun, da-da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum.
Yes.
Shows up right at the end of Rent.
No kidding.
It's part of the song that Roger writes for Mimi when she's dying.
We're talking with Rebecca Fay and Jason Wixon about the upcoming IU Opera Theater production of La Bohème. David Efron will be conducting, stage direction from frequent guest Tito Capobianco, new sets and costumes by C. David Higgins. Jason, you're playing one of the great lovers, a person who is an artist hanging out with the guys and then just finds the love of his life. Is there anything more romantic, do you think?
No, there's not too much more. I think every tenor wants to sing this role, so I feel very fortunate to be able to sing it. And it's also a great role to be able to act. It's just an everyday, normal guy. He's hanging out with his friends. They're poor. They don't have anything. Living in cold Paris, it opens up. It's the winter. They don't have heat. And then he meets Mimi, and everything just clicks with him and her. Yeah, it's a great romantic story. Has a true life feeling.
One of the things that I enjoy about productions is just the way the guys hang out together.
Yeah.
People frequently think about Mimi, the woman with cold hands, and later, of course, tuberculosis. But the lively person in the show is Rebecca Fay's character, and that's Musetta. Oh, I don't know, a little bit of a tease, maybe a little bit of a woman who uses her charms, and at the same time... And at the same time, she comes through, doesn't she?
She does.
Tell me a little bit about singing that role.
Well, Musetta's Waltz is one of the most recognizable arias in the entire repertoire. But it's not the most singing out of all of the characters, but she does have a moment where she really steals the show in Act Two, where she enters and she starts breaking plates and crawling all over everybody. And then she sings her famous waltz where she tries to seduce her lover again. And the audience should always feel that they like Musetta. This is something we learned from our director, Tito Capobianco, that even though she is doing these horrible things, everybody in the audience has to love her all the time and not mind that she is making a scene and not mind that she's breaking things. And they want her to get back together with Marcello. And they forgive her for being a little bit vain and being a little bit of a snot about it because she's always a wonderful, wonderful person at the core.
Would that we could all get this blank check.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that scene, but then there's the final scene in which Musetta really brings things together as Mimi's dying, as... The artists are gathering around and supporting in any way they can.
I think the important thing to remember about that scene is that Musetta is the one that goes and finds Mimi. Musetta hears that she's sick. Musetta is the proactive one, and she is the one who takes her to Rodolfo, and she takes her to the same place where Musetta's ex-lover is going to be as well, because she's so loving and so caring. And I think that's really fascinating and something that's important to remember.
We've been talking with Rebecca Fay, who plays Musetta, and Jason Wixon, who plays Rodolfo, the lover, in Puccini's La Bohème. IU Opera Theater's production opens this Friday, plays Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th, and then the 16th and 17th, with Opera Insights the hour before on the mezzanine at 7. I'm George Walker.